Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening
with
Snooki and Joey.
Kurako man, welcome to the show. Snooki is sequestered. She ran off and joined the circus again. So she is away filming God knows where with that little show she has on MTV. So she will not be here today, but don't fret, my pet. I have my special guest, Regina Schwartz, from the Your V Life podcast with Dr. Sean, and she is a sex expert, and she's here. Welcome to the show, Regina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. She looks gorgeous. Regina is a stunning Jewish lady from the Upper East Side, I would assume.
I used to live there, but I will tell you right now, guess where I'm from? The island
of
Staten.
Staten Island.
Yes.
Oh, I have a friend Angelina from there, the Staten Island Ferry.
Yes, yes.
She was here last time.
I heard that episode.
Can you smell her in here still? Okay. Oh, how nice. A Staten Island Jew.
Yes, I love it.
She looks stunning. She's wearing a tangerine top and some fringe earrings and a hot pink ombre, if you will, and a chic bob. She looks gorgeous. I look like I just cleaned the floor.
No, you
with
don't.
With my outfit. It's very early in the morning here. It's like 9:30. I usually don't wake up this early. What time did you wake up?
I woke up early. I have a daughter, so I woke up early.
Oh,
I have
nice.
No choice. Yeah.
Do you have a husband?
Six. I did. I separated.
Get rid
yes.
of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
No one needs that
no.
in real life.
No.
Oh, well, that's nice. So we're going to talk about everything we normally talk about, celebrity gossip, and we're going to get into some, I want to get some juicy details from her because she's a self-proclaimed sex expert. Well, I call her a sex expert. She has a great podcast. They talk about vaginas.
Yes, basically, yeah, vaginas, but, you know, women's health problems, health issues, you know, and people have so many issues, women with their vaginas.
On this show, we call it a snurb.
Oh, I like that.
It's short for snurby. But
right. I like it.
That was the name growing up. What did your family call it when you growing up?
I don't know. Woo-hoo. We're Russian. It's
Woo-hoo.
Different.
Uh-huh.
So they, I don't know. I mean, now we call it vag, vagina, vajudge.
What did you call your daughter?
Cha-cha.
What do you talk to your daughter about? Do you say like the phonetical? Like your vagina is...
Yes.
Empowering.
Yes, sister. Yes, exactly. Well, she's seven. I don't know. But,
she's seven.
But she's seven. She's really,
I thought, 13. I thought I was reading about Kate Spade this morning. We'll get into that later. Her daughter was 13.
Yes.
Okay, more about vaginas
yes.
and snurps.
Back to vaginas, yeah. Yes. So, so it's basically a podcast, Your V-Life, and it's, you know, people are...
He's a gay gynecologist,
right.
Your friend.
Well,
your best friend.
Well, that's the whole point of it,
I know.
And women are just more open
Why
to...
Why did you pick that profession? Was a butthole doctor not available that day?
I don't understand. I know. I said, you must really hate vaginas, but he really... But it's great. It's
yeah.
great. You feel... I would feel more comfortable with...
Oh, I would too.
Yeah, absolutely.
My doctor's gay.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I went to him originally because I heard around the streets that he gives like a prescription, anything you want. So that's why I started going to him.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, 6 years later, I'm still addicted to Xanax and have no sex life. No, but yeah, I feel more comfortable about that. But like, I don't need a gay doctor because I don't have sex. I haven't had sex since 2014.
Wow. Good for you.
Well.
I'm joking.
I have anxiety.
Right.
I'm highly anxiety ridden, and
are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's just too much. Should
I know.
We talk about why I'm a mess?
No, I want to.
Can
I want to hear
maybe
it.
Maybe you can
yeah.
help me.
No, I hope so.
Okay.
I mean,
everyone knows I haven't had sex in 2014. You know who you are.
Really?
It was Uncle Gary behind the shed. No, I'm kidding. Well, because I'm terrified of relationships. I got cheated on in 2012.
Okay.
And I never dated again. I'm terrified.
Okay.
It was the most dramatic experience. Really? I went on pills. I'm still on the pills.
Right.
I can't. And it's too much anxiety. And I know that I'm a crazy person. Like, if I had a boyfriend, I would need him to, because I'm so nervous about getting cheated on.
Yes.
I would need him to be in a cage in my room,
right,
that I feed with a hamster water bottle.
Right. I get you.
He can come out to play, right, to make sure that he doesn't have a cell phone or any communication with the outside world. Because I just know that they'll cheat, or if I put so much anxiety on them, because that scares people away. No one wants riding their like dick. Oh, they do want that,
right? But they want someone that's confident and is like secure with themselves. And you need, but you will find that person that it's a good balance.
I think I need to find someone crazier than me to make me look normal.
Yes, there's your answer.
You know what I mean?
I think
someone
you just solved it.
Someone's like worrying about me all the time. Like, oh my god, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
Right, right. Well, I don't know. I think then, yeah.
Well, that's one thing I'm scared of. That's the main thing I'm scared of. And then I don't date because I'm not great at sex, and it's like I have anxiety about it because like it's like so much pressure.
I know, but that's all.
And then you get a disease and die as
okay,
well.
Okay, all right. That's very extreme.
Okay.
But do you see a therapist?
No, should I?
So you're only taking pills?
Yeah,
for,
I just,
for years.
I just pill, yeah, I just take pills.
All right. I think we need to talk.
Okay.
I think, yeah. I mean, you're hot. Well, you're a good-looking guy.
You.
You have good skin, good eyebrows, great eyes.
So the thing with me is, like, if someone comes over for a date, like, I don't want to, like, get... Oh, who's this? Sorry. I don't want to, like, just meet someone and have sex with them right away, but that's what most gay guys do. They, like, go
they
out...
Do.
They, even if it's, like, supposedly a dinner date, you're still supposed to have sex after.
Well, I don't understand that.
I can't do that. I mean, I would like to, but I don't, like...
It's a lot of pressure.
And then I usually drink, and then, like, I don't like getting my coolie because it hurts.
Right.
So I usually put it in there. I'm usually the top. Well,
right.
I call myself a blouse. It's, like, a feminine top. It's not really not a full top.
Oh my god, this is a lot of information this early.
I know.
I'm dying.
My coffee's not even done yet. And so I have pressure because I have to drink because I have anxiety. And then I'm afraid I won't get it up because I have whiskey dick.
Right.
And then it's like so much pressure to keep, like, in those hungry bottoms, they come at you like, oh yeah, they like want it like hard. It's like, girl, I can't do that right now.
Right.
I'm trying to digest my my Pinot Grigio. So.
Wow.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. So that's since 2014?
Yeah. He was German.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was very good, but then
no, I'm joking.
But then he wanted to date and I was like, "No, I can't."
You know what? You need to meditate and you need to talk to someone and all those fears. I mean, I feel like the pills, listen, everyone's on anti-anxiety. I'm on it. Listen, the whole world is on
it.
No. I mean, as doctor prescribed, I'm on anti-anxiety pills. So is half of most of America. But sometimes you need something more.
Yeah.
I have anxiety too.
Yeah.
And I've had it throughout my life. But
yeah.
But you're hot. Like it's a waste.
I know. That's
you have to get like
that's
more.
That's what everyone says.
I
know. I'm kidding. But wait. So do you think I should like ease in? Like, how should I ease into it? Like, maybe just like start like mingling, or like maybe like going to a bar and like maybe hooking up, like making out with a guy.
Yeah. So you haven't even made out.
No, I'm sure.
Okay. You're just not right. Like hooking up in the gay world is like hooking up.
Like, yeah, I have not ejaculated in the same room with a man since 2012.
Okay.
Well, maybe I have.
I think I think you think about it too much.
Yeah.
I think you need to just go out and have fun. Go out with your friends.
If I see someone I like.
Yeah.
But I'm so reserved. I'm like so shut off with it. Everything's hot and cold with me. I'm like either.
I know a lot. I know what you mean. It's one. I get that. I used to be like, no, you have to just kind of try to just go, just have fun.
Yeah.
And it'll happen. I feel like that attitude will kind of.
I mean, I eventually would like to have like a relationship, but I'm just too, you know, it's just so much.
Well,
and I don't do open relationships. That's the biggest thing.
No.
Oh, my God. I'd
how
rather.
How do gays do that?
I don't know how they do that. We're talking about open relationships, how most of the, well, not a lot of gays. They, you know, their boyfriends, they get married, but they still have sex with other people.
And it's okay with them. They're both okay with it.
No, I would never be
never.
Okay with that. No.
It's not me. I don't know how it makes me nervous. Like,
yeah.
I have anxiety thinking about it.
Oh, how do you go to bed at night? Like, knowing that.
No.
So, yeah, that's another one of my fears. So I will not be doing that anytime soon. What else? So I think I'm just going to start, you know. Starting with a hand job, maybe?
Maybe a hand job.
Okay.
Maybe
the shed.
Or, right, behind the shed.
Mm-hmm.
Little hand job, and then go from there.
Yeah, see,
right?
See where we're at.
And then a little maybe sucky.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then we're good. No?
Okay. Yeah. And then
don't go straight for the kill.
No, I'm not. But I also don't want to, like, think it's like, Because gays can be like lesbians sometimes. They like jump. They want to get like a cat and get married right away. And I'm not trying to do that.
I hear.
I just my own place. I've been living alone for the first time in my whole life. I'm so excited.
Oh, right now you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I just moved in last month. Okay. To my new house.
It's very good. Cute. Oh, awesome. Yeah. So maybe like you should. Yeah. I feel like don't concentrate on that. Yeah. Like I think it'll happen. And it's also the summer. Just go out and have fun. And if you get a hand job at one day here and there, and you
I don't
do.
Have to marry him.
You don't have to marry
He's
him.
He's not going to cheat on me.
And then it'll come like naturally.
Ben, is that a new businesswoman in that? And there, she seems very professional. I'm sorry, there's someone. We're looking out the little window in our studio. Is she work here normally?
This lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's new.
She's new. Yeah, she looks new. She's a very proper girl. She has a little blazer on and some glasses, a low bun. She's sipping out of a tumbler, and she's working on her little computer.
Uh-huh. That's like the first day, what you look like.
And we're here talking about jerking guys off right behind her back.
And sucking it, right.
And she only knew what was going on just mere feet away in the studio.
You're funny.
Wait, so let's – I want to – can we get into a little celeb gossip? And like,
please, okay, yes.
So we have to – I do have to dress this week. We lost – Who's call? Oh,
so busy.
It's probably a bill collector.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We do have to, what do I say? How do I say? We have to acknowledge, we do have to acknowledge the loss of fashion designer and purse designer, Kate Spade. She ended it. She had to go.
She ended it. That's crazy.
Ugh. In her apartment. I got all the tea about it. Not that we should be gossiping about it, but that's kind of what I do here. So she was very bipolar, apparently.
Right, no one, obviously, it wasn't out, right?
Yeah, so she was afraid to, I read in the Daily Mail this week, she was afraid, she was very depressed for years about her husband and her separated.
I figured that, because the note, you heard about the note, okay.
Well, you know about the note more, I only know a little bit about it.
All right, me too, but you go first.
So she, her husband Andy separated, and he was living in an apartment around the corner.
Okay.
For like 3 months or something like that. So she was fucking depressed about that. So that I think that was like what triggered it, she was so depressed about that. That she did that, that she hung herself with a scarf from her doorknob. How do you do it on your doorknob closet? Do you just sit on the floor? Apparently she put a scarf on her neck and tied it to her closet doorknob, and then you just sit on the floor, Ben?
You just kind of lean back.
How far off the ground do you have to be?
It seems that's what I
thought. That would be the worst way to go.
I
would go to a bad neighborhood and get shot.
Right. Well, John, no.
I'm not trying to get no, which that's a very poetic thing. And apparently she was obsessed with Robin Williams. Suicide, and she was obsessed with it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was obsessed with it since 2014. So her sister thinks that she was planning on doing this for a while, and she talked to her sister this week, and she said to her, I know you hate funerals, but will you please come to mine? Please come to mine. So, like, I guess it was being sarcastic. You know how we say, like,
of
oh, my
course.
God.
Of course. We all say
things. Yeah, are you going to cry at my funeral? It's your best
right.
friend. Shit like that. So she was saying that to her sister, and she was been drinking heavily, and it was so it. She kind of was planning this since 2014, apparently.
Oh, you have to be so sad.
I mean,
I know like some people don't get mental illness.
Right.
That is just to do it that way.
Oh, my God. That's so dramatic.
It's just so insane to me, and no one can understand it.
What did the note say? She said to her daughter, it's your father's fault or something.
Just ask your father. This is not your fault. Ask your father.
Oh, my God.
First of all, the daughter needs to live with that.
I know.
Forever. She's 13.
Just saying not your fault's not enough.
That's it. Like, but she wanted it, obviously, to be dramatic. I mean, so he feels
it. Oh, my
God. But it's on her door. I mean, look, I don't judge.
No, not me either.
It's just
like,
such a
He must have
creepy.
Did her real dirty, and she's like, you know, if we can't be married, then I'm going.
Fuck with you. It's going to, like, haunt you for the rest of your life. And it will.
Unbelievable.
It's like,
what a badass.
It sickens me, like, the thought of it. Her poor daughter.
Do you think, on a side note, this is just the gay in me. Do you think her purse is going to go up like in value now?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one.
I think so. I think it'll be worth it.
Remember original? A Jew from
totally
had that little satin bag.
Of course,
and,
we all did
growing up,
and we all her stuff was great.
Now who's Jack Spade? Jack Spade was is that a fake name? Because her husband's name is Andy.
Andy, who's Jack Spade?
Jack Spade's the boy version of her. She has men's bags called Jack Spade.
Okay, I didn't even know.
I had
that.
A messenger bag.
Oh, you did?
I threw it out though.
Oh, stupid! Why would you do?
Oh my God, his phone case is Jack Spade.
Oh my, stop it!
Oh my God,
how crazy! I never even knew that existed.
Yeah. They have a store down on the Lower East Side. Really cute stuff. Very hipster.
Yes. I actually, because that's where the Salt Cave is, and that's where when I Googled, because I wanted to know where it was.
Wait,
and
can I come to the Salt Cave?
You have to come.
Okay, tell us about the Salt Cave.
So I also...
After a dramatic death sentence, we're going
to talk about... Right. No, we have to talk about something positive and something that you look forward to. So I work at the Montauk Salt Cave. It's down in East Village. It's heaven. It's a Himalayan salt room. Basically, it's a cave that you sit in for 45 minutes.
Nude?
You're not nude. It's really you can do whatever you want. It's room temperature in there, but it's obviously it's very relaxing.
With other people, or are you by
with
yourself?
Other people? Okay. There's sometimes you could be there by yourself depending on the hour, but it literally. It's so good for people with asthma, allergies, any respiratory
joint
issues,
pain?
Everything. Everything.
And how long? You said 45 minutes.
45 minutes. But it's, you know, that's to holistic. You know, people are just so sick of taking medicine and all these. Mm. And this is like, it's a great escape when you're living in this crazy jungle.
Yeah.
And you sit in there and it's, you have to come in.
Does it work the first time?
Absolutely.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I have people that come in with all different things, whether it's severe COPD or a minor cough that they're trying to get rid of.
And what happens in the room? Does people like sit there like reading magazines on
the phone? No. It's no phones.
Good.
Quiet room. That's the point.
And you lay down.
Lay down or on the chair. I always, but the whole room is salt. The floor, everything except the ceiling.
Oh.
So it's
and this is that rose color, that peachy rose.
Yes.
Oh, pretty.
Yes. It's remarkable. I feel like it's mentally and physically changes people's.
Come on,
lives.
Salt Cave.
Yeah.
Do you was gonna say? Is there soft music playing?
Yes, we have
like Enya.
Better than Enya. We have but not Enya. But absolutely, yeah. You don't
lovely.
Need a book. You don't need headphones. You don't need anything.
Can I come in after I drank a bottle of wine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You probably
fall asleep
and snore, and everyone's gonna want to kill you.
God.
But it's fine.
Come on, Montauk Salt Cave. Check it out in the East Village, and tell them Regina sent you.
Right.
Well, she'll be there.
Y'all
so
be
you
there.
Have to tell
yeah.
Her. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm busy, girl. Your V life. The Salt Cave. It's all fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other celebs besides us. Other celebs in the business. I have notes here. Oh, Roseanne. Sorry, this is all over the place.
Oh, I can't.
Roseanne got canceled.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't. I never liked her.
That was what everyone was saying. Wait, I want to pause for a second because I totally forgot. Me and Nicole did a prank phone call on her dad last week, and we still have not let you guys hear it. It is hysterical. We call Nicole's dad and tell him that me and Nicole got arrested for beating up Angelina. So without further ado, I give you the prank phone call.
It's happening.
We're going to be drunk for Angelina.
Imagine you getting a fist fight with her and we really have to call Poppy and tell her that you got your weave pulled out.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Where you said there was hair on the floor?
Yeah.
Wait, who did I fight?
A cop?
Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter.
Do you guys remember?
Remember when I called Poppy and Ben called Poppy and told him that do you know what episode it is? It'll be the Aaron Carter episode.
It's the holiday special.
So guys, look back at the holiday special and listen to that one if you haven't, and share it with everyone because we called my father and told him that me and Nicole got in a fist fight with Aaron Carter. And we were got arrested and he had to call Poppy to get us out of jail. It was hysterical. We gotta do more prank calls.
You wanna do another prank call?
Maybe. Should I tell you I ran into Ross Matthews at a bar?
No.
Everyone knows Ross Matthews. He has a podcast called Hello Ross. And he's, you know, he's my icon because I want to grow up to be just like him and be as successful as he is. And I love him and his style and he's hysterical. I ran into him at a bar. I was in Hell's Kitchen. He was visiting New York for something. I think it was for Met Gala maybe or something. And I ran into him. And it's always good seeing my friend Ross Matthews. So you can check him out at Hello
good
Ross.
Good story.
At Hello Ross.
The hell story was that?
I was just because cool. He's a podcaster too.
Oh, cool.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Kill yourself. Okay. Let's do my dad.
You're going to call my dad or I have to call?
Call
I can't
dad.
Do it. I can't call people.
All right, Ben. Ben, call my... All right, guys.
Oh,
so
God!
We're going to do another version of... What should we call this?
You say the same situation. It's the same story that we beat someone up and we got drunk. And just let's think of a person. Am
I fine? All right, so we're going to do prank calls.
And this is Poppy 2.0 because he's called Poppy as well.
So this is Papa Snooks. We're calling my father. If you guys remember him on Jersey Shore, I always used to call him and I got like locked up and shit. And he was like, Nick, that's all right. Shit happens. My mother would be like, you're trash.
I'm going to be hiding in the corner because I get so nervous and embarrassed.
So Ben, our producer, is going to call my dad, Andy, which is Papa Snooks. Tell him that I just got arrested.
Okay.
I be in it too.
Yeah, we were just doing our podcast.
Right.
Angelina came.
Okay.
And we fist fought. And we just went to jail. We just got arrested. And Joey. And then you'd be like, hello, Poppy.
She's in the hospital.
No, don't say hospital.
No.
Just say I'm in jail.
How are we going to get hit from this guy? He's going to pretend he's a police officer?
No, he's going to say, I'm the producer. We're here for Nicole's podcast. They were having drinks. Nicole and Angelina got into a fist fight. Cops came. Now they're in jail and Joey's here. We don't know what to do.
I don't want to be here.
All right, Joey's not here.
I want to be in prison with you.
All right, so Joey's in prison with me.
Okay.
We all got it. Joey tried to break it up.
And this was the contact number to call.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh my God, Bobby's going to freak out. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, say Nicole and I got to hit. Joey tried to break it up and ended up beating the shit out of her too. Don't say shit.
Oh, this is hysterical.
So Joey, you know, got things that heated.
Ready, it's happening. That's his number.
I have to hide.
Andy. All right. Come on, Ben. Get your acting skills on. Wait, I got to hide.
I have to hide too. I have to hide.
Oh, my God. Come on, Dad. He always answers.
Say Nicole Pelosi. Like, use it.
Yeah, Nicole Pelosi. Oh, God, I'm getting hot. I can't breathe.
I'm doing a shot.
Answer.
You have to call twice and he has to see you.
Yeah, come on, Dad. What if I was passing?
Say the local precinct. Say
Hi. Is this Andy? My name is Ben. I'm the producer. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, my name is Ben. I'm the producer for your daughter's podcast. And there was an incident, sir. So we had a guest. Her name is Angelina, and her and Nicole. There were people drinking, and there was a fight, and the cops were called. So you were a contact number. So I'm just letting you know what's happening.
Okay, so where is she now?
I'm not 100% sure. I think there might still be some officers on the premises. I'm not. I can get that information. I also should mention Joey was involved, and he also was taken by the police.
Okay. Well, you need to find out where she is, and somebody needs to call me. Just getting a message that there was an incident, not knowing anything. I need to find out what the story is.
Okay.
I need to know where she is.
Yeah.
And go from there, and then. I don't know who I'm going to need to talk to.
I'm sorry. I'm just... I'm sorry. I mean, I just wanted to call you right away. It's just... It was, you know, really crazy. There's hair everywhere. I'm a little shooken up myself. I'm sorry about that. But I'll get that information as soon as I can. And...
Okay. I will call you back in 5 minutes here. I'm in a bit... elementary kids at a school, so I will call you back in 5 minutes at the number that's on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll have some information for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And what is your name, sir?
Ben Hosley.
My name is Ben Hosley.
Ben? Okay, yeah. Ben. My name is Andy. I'm Nicole's dad.
Hey, Andy.
Okay. Call me back.
Do you handle the podcast or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess my question I'd like to find out also is, why did we invite Angelina on the show if we knew that there was going to be an issue? That's the other question that I need to know.
We didn't think that there was going to be any drama.
Well, obviously then you haven't seen Jersey Shore because there was a lot of incidents with her.
Okay.
So I will call you back, and what time is it? I will call you back in 15 minutes. School will be out here, and then hopefully you'll have some answers for me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I am crying.
Poppy.
Wait, I totally forgot Poppy got a new job at a school.
Stop,
he goes, wait, I'm letting the elementary children out.
Oh my God, poor thing.
I feel bad.
Wait, he's not gonna call the police in here. He's not gonna do it. He's gonna call you next. Watch.
Oh, I hope he doesn't call Gianni. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
No.
He wouldn't call Gianni.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd call you.
Because then Gianni be like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, I can't wait to call. So when he calls back, should we
answer
the phone?
How cute was that?
Yes, you guys should answer the phone for sure.
And should we pretend we're in handcuffs?
No, you should answer. Be like, hello, sir. And then we'll see what he says, and then we'll say, Dad, relax.
Okay.
Oh my God,
wait,
this is so funny.
Wait, he was so snappy with you. He goes,
did you
Jersey Shore?
Are you the producer?
I mean, he sounds like a good dad.
Poppy said, what?
He's such a good dad.
Yeah.
Oh, Pop, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Daddy. How funny.
So I know.
Bad. Wait, just to let you know, Joey was in fetal position in the corner.
In the corner. I can't. I get so embarrassed. I get so nervous. It makes me nervous.
Oh,
look how fat my arm is.
But you know what's sad? This is like a typical thing that I would call my dad for.
I'm sure he's gotten that phone call before.
Yeah, tons of times.
That's why he's like, so like, all right, what you do now?
Yeah. What happened this time? Oh my God. So he's calling in 15 minutes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh God,
he's
gonna
beat us up.
I'm scared.
Hello?
Andy, this is Ben.
Yes.
I have an update for you.
Okay.
Dad?
Yes.
We prayed you!
Come on, call me!
Are you shitting me?
Dad, we felt so bad.
So I was having anxiety.
Wait, so you're on my podcast right now. Ben says he's so sorry. He was freaking out the entire time. But we prank call. The last person we prank called was Joey's dad. We pretended he got arrested, so we figured we would do you.
You guys just screwed up, man. I can't get out of elementary school, and I'm going, great, now she's arrested. Now I got to drive down to Jersey. And then I called Gianni. And I said, Gianni, you need to call me right away.
Stop!
I'm going to fight with Angelina.
Dad!
I don't know if she's arrested or whatever.
Did he answer?
Oh, my God.
You guys are crazy, man.
It's a joke. Now you got Gianni all riled up.
Wait, did Gianni say, did he text you?
I'm worried about you. Okay. Payback is a bitch girl.
Oh, no, Poppy!
Do you really think I would fight with someone like that? I have two kids now. I would never do that.
I don't know.
But she is coming.
I didn't know.
So. No, she's coming right now.
All right, you got me good this time.
Next time we're going to get mom, so don't worry.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right.
All right, love you. Get back to the kids.
Yeah, love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye, Poppy. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, wait, he's like, oh, I gotta go. He was like so mad.
Wait, he did call Gianni.
What did Gianni say?
I'm gonna text him now. My dad left you a voicemail. It was a prank call. God.
You wrote that to Gianni.
I'm doing it now.
It's happening.
Okay, so.
What sign are you, quickly?
Capricorn.
I knew it.
Stop.
Me too.
Are you? When's
yes,
your birthday?
January 5th.
I'm the 3rd.
Oh my God.
Stop.
I could see it. Your energy.
Yes, I love being Capricorn.
Yeah, we're the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm so excited.
No, fun, January 5th, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about Roseanne. She got canceled. It was a big thing and she got brought back and all the shows are coming back and then showing lasted one season.
It was too much. I didn't watch it. I know people loved. I thought it was funny.
She was so political right off the bat. It's like people want to laugh. They're trying to get away from all that shit.
That's my whole thing with all these comeback shows. But But I don't want. I never liked her from the beginning. Not to. I just she wasn't my type.
Yeah. I mean, she reminded me of my mom a little bit when in the '80s, because my mom was allowed, and she would scream at us like that.
Right.
But yeah, I never got into it. But yeah, so that's it was. It's a big deal. Like they you know they nipped it right in the bud. She put that little tweet out, a little racist tweet.
I mean, that was
and that they don't. You can't play around no more.
No, not anymore. No. You can't.
No.
No, and she blames it on and I'm sure Ambien. These people do that. I know. Oh. But don't blame it on them. Yeah. And
I've done worse things on Ambien than a tweet.
Yeah, but you're on the show. She's on the show.
I used to pee on the floor.
Oh God!
I used to pee like open. I would be on Ambien. I used to go into my closet, open the closet door, and piss in my closet.
No clue.
Thinking it was my closet, and my roommate. Thinking it was my bathroom.
Right.
My old roommate. She left the house in a bathing suit. And ended up at her friend's house. She doesn't remember getting in the car. She doesn't remember. She didn't drive. Obviously, she called an Uber. But like, she doesn't remember.
But she doesn't know the.
No, she didn't remember anything. She woke up and she was wearing a see-through cover-up and a bikini. She was trying clothes on to pack to go on vacation, and that's what she was wearing when she passed out, I guess. And she left the house in a see-through cover-up, and she woke up down in Midtown.
Those are like the night. You know, like sometimes you dream of things that you're like somewhere naked, and those are nightmares that I have. Yeah. And then you wake up, you're like, oh, okay. It really happened.
Yeah. Thank God I only pee in my closet.
Because you're supposed to take it and go to sleep.
So I had to start making obstacle courses when she took Ambien outside her bedroom door so she would wake up and know, like, you know, trip over the couch or whatever. I'd move things and make a little obstacle course so when I gave her a pill, she would be okay.
Oh, my God.
And I put the chain lock on the door.
And how did you realize that you were peeing? Was it the smell finally?
Well, like, I woke up and, yeah, everything was wet in my closet, like soaking wet.
Yeah, those things are dangerous. And yeah. I take them to go. I do, but I can see that people eat at night. I mean, and that's
I definitely that's probably part of the problem with me. I'm definitely eating in my sleep. You don't get this physique just by eating on a 12-day schedule. So be careful with that. Don't take Ambien and tweet because you'll get your show canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was that, and then. Scott Ritchie, what's her name?
Sophia.
Scott Ritchie and Sophia Jenner are whatever their names are. They're probably breaking up.
No, I heard they're back now.
Oh, they're back today?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you actually cheated, and then Kourtney Kardashian was like, well, you didn't see that coming.
So that's exactly how she said that.
So she's only 19 years old, and he's 35.
And I heard Lionel is not happy.
I wouldn't be happy either.
Hello?
He's drunk.
Yeah. He's cute, though.
Yeah, I would hook up with him.
Yeah.
He's Jewish too.
He is, exactly. Yeah. Nice Jewish boy. You're Italian, right?
Italian,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Scott, why don't you come have sex with me instead? Kendall Jenner was hooking up with Gigi Hadid's brother, little brother.
I saw that.
Yeah, who knew?
Didn't she just hook up with the
basketball player?
Yes, mm-hmm. And didn't. Okay, I don't know about him.
They were at the CFDA Awards where Kiki Kardashian was honored for. What was she doing? She got
a
big ass award
or something. Whatever.
So she was there, and then they had this little party afterwards. And Gigi Hadid was there with her little brother, who's 18 years old. Kendall's 23. Straddling him at the Boom Boom Room at a nightclub, and hooking up and like wildly kissing him.
Ooh, I love it.
And then there's all these pictures of them, like from like he was probably 16. These pictures, but every time they're like at a party together, they're, like always like coy and like hanging out. But if I was Gigi, I'd probably be pissed. Like, don't touch my brother, you bitch.
Right. But her brother is hot.
Yeah,
he is hot.
Is he a model too?
Yes, they're all models. I mean, they're all beautiful. They are.
And that Kia Gerber was out there hanging out. Is she even allowed to go into bars? That Cindy Crawford's daughter. She's pretty. Yeah.
Listen, their moms are also models, so it's easier to get in. But they are beautiful girls.
Sorry.
You're funny.
You drink?
I do.
Okay, I'm not drinking right now. But
do you usually drink this early?
No.
No, oh, okay.
I'll wait till at least 11.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Nicole is away. Have you ever met Nicole?
I haven't, but... Okay.
She's right behind us.
Oh, just I know. I walked in. I was... I'm dying to meet her.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Come next time. Yeah, we always love good sex experts. We talk about wild things, and we try to give advice to people when they call, and we're not really qualified, though.
Right, we're not.
We just tell them, you know, just get drunk and hook up with
right,
strangers.
Exactly.
That's
and
what we do, and we're fine, so... So what are some problems that goes on with on your podcast? So people call you and be like, my snurp hurts?
Well, we have all different things. And you know what? And a lot of things you think like, oh, is that weird? Or like, that seems funny. And they're real diagnosis, like that we kind of ignore. There was this one question. And these people write like novels to the doctor, which is so fascinating because I'm like, wow, they really are, you know, listening. And they're
they probably don't have insurance and they're just trying to get a free diagnosis.
That could be, that could be it. Right.
I've been there
that
before.
Could be it, right? But this one, like this one story, this girl sent an email, asked, she said, you know, every time I orgasm, she said, I pass gas. And it's so fun. It's so funny.
She gets so relaxed.
But that's what I, but as funny as it is, it's a real problem. And it, and he did. It's a real problem. And, you know, I guess he told her, you know, how it's treated, but it does happen. And
how
yeah, it's
treat
probably
it?
Embarrassing. Why it's happening.
A wine cork?
Or why it's, right, exactly. But I'm saying, like, why it's happening.
I think she's so relaxed.
But all the time? I mean,
what if you're in front of a guy, especially?
It's with a guy.
Oh, my God. She has to pretend it's a queef then.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, did not come out of my butthole. It was definitely out of my snurb.
It's definitely, oh.
It was all the air pockets you kept pumping into me. Sick.
Yeah. So, like, things like that. Yeah. And, you know, they're probably, like, so very embarrassed to ask their doctor. And they ask Sean.
Yeah.
And Sean's like, and, you know, I laugh. I'm like, is this a serious question? But it actually is.
Do you ever hear the stories about who this has happened to someone? Oh, it happened on Broad City, but I think it actually happened to her. Do you know Broad City, that show?
Yes.
That's a great show.
I don't watch
okay, it's
it,
hysterical.
But.
Well, she was peeing in a restaurant and a condom fell out of her from like 3 weeks ago.
No.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever heard any stories about that?
We've heard stories where
it's
people
like up there and they didn't
yes,
know.
There's definitely a story. Well, with not with the condom. I haven't
tampons.
Heard that. Obviously, tampons. Yeah. That happens a lot and there's infections and this and that. But, a big thing, a lot of herpes,
oh.
A lot of things on herpes. People, like, have questions. I mean,
well, general herpes you can't get rid of, right?
You can't. Well,
is that different than a mouth herpes?
Yes. Well, okay. That's the whole thing. It's like an ongoing joke because I get cold sores.
Me too.
And once you get them, you know
get,
that
yeah.
It's always going to come back, whether it's stress-related, the sun, whatever
right.
It is. And since I've been talking about it on the podcast, I swear, if I even – knock on
you
wood.
Get one? Oh my God, stop. I
no,
don't
no,
want
I will. I swear I will. So I constantly walk around with like my prescription for that.
Uh-huh.
And but again, people don't know the difference and they ask. And you know, you hear crazy, funny stories and then you hear serious stories.
So when you have a genital herpes, it's like it's just like a cold sore on your lip, but it happens on your snurb.
Yes.
Or your pishkadil.
On your pishkadil. But those things are different, obviously.
And is that, oh, and then like if you then.
And you can't like, and people, you know.
Where does
people,
it pop up? Like all different places on
all
you?
All different. Well, down there.
Yeah.
I mean, and
like
people.
On the side,
but people
inside.
Don't know sometimes they have it, but they could give it to someone else.
Set.
That's a whole thing.
And that's a big thing with the gay community. Again, with the cheating, they have those pills, those anti-AIDS pills that you
right.
take so you can have unprotected sex all you want. But then you need all these disgusting other diseases.
Yeah, but there's so many side. I mean, right?
They I don't take it. I mean, I asked my doctor. He was like, Joey, you haven't had sex in 3 years. Why the fuck would you take that? I was like, I don't know. Just in case it happens. She's like, no. If you start becoming sexually active, then I'll give it to you. But you're not taking that for no
but
reason.
But is that what it does? It protects you from only.
It's a birth control for HIV.
For HIV. Obviously,
so it's 99.9% positive.
percent.
Oh my God. We're just getting canceled this week. 99.9% effective against prevention of the transmission of HIV.
Right.
The virus that causes AIDS.
Right.
So if you take it regularly like you do with the birth control, you
right.
won't get it. But then again, you still need protection.
There's all the million things you can.
Like a genital herpes.
Yeah. Anything.
Sick.
Anything.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, what's discharge? What's that called?
It's discharge?
No, like what's the disease called that you get like slime?
The UTIs and stuff?
No, well, chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia. Yes, we have a lot. We have a lot of, we
what's
talk about
chlamydia?
That a lot.
How do you know if you have that?
You know what?
Everyone, I want you to get a hand mirror and take down your panties right now.
Listen, you have to go. People
we're
go
gonna
for
do a
testing.
We're going to do a self-exam.
I can't. No, but people go for they don't know they have
if
it.
You're driving, pull over on the side of the road and use your rear view mirror. Leg up on the headrest. What are we looking for? Discharge?
Discharge is one, but sometimes people don't know they have it, or they have an itchy, or they have burning sensation. That's why you have to go. If there's something wrong, if your vagina doesn't feel like it should be feeling, go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Don't let it go. I mean, don't think it's going to go. If it's getting worse, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, go get some Valtrex. Not Valtrex. That's
Valtrex. Is the cold? Oh, do you take that too?
No, I don't have my roommate had it though, and she because when I had a flare up on my with the
she's
lip
like
sore.
Throwing it at you. Yeah, I feel like it doesn't even work.
And
for
then
me a Breva. Yes, the Breva
that
yeah.
works too.
God, I'm so happy you get it too. I
think everyone does.
Yes,
everyone I know does.
Yes and no, but I feel like when I have it, it's always so bad, and everyone looks at me like I'm like they're it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. What is it? Do you throw your lipstick out after?
You have to.
Yeah.
Your toothbrush, your lips.
Yeah.
Everything.
I never know if there's a rogue chapstick if I used it when I had a cold sore. I'm like, fuck.
No, you. I know.
Throw it out.
Oh my god! I hope I don't get it tomorrow. Now I swear. You won't. Whenever I speak about it.
But we'll have to meditate.
I know.
Go to the salt room. Go to the salt room and sit
the
there.
The salt actually helps it too. They say yeah. So. Yeah.
My little niece has a pink salt she got for Christmas from Santa, one of those salt lamps.
That's not
as effective though.
It actually is.
In the little bedroom?
Yes, it is. I have one on the side of my bed. Absolutely. Hmm. Oh, how old is she?
She's 13.
Oh, she got one? Oh, yeah. Glad.
She just wanted because she saw it on Instagram probably.
Well, yeah. Now I feel like it's like you see it everywhere.
She ain't trying to be no holistic hoe up in there.
Right. But you know what? You learn early and maybe she will.
Yeah. So are you dating anyone? You told me that you're divorced.
I am dating someone.
Oh,
I have a boyfriend. I do. Jason.
Do you have a topless picture of him in your phone?
I don't. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I'll show it to you after, though.
That's exciting.
Yeah. He's nice. He's a good guy.
Jason, does he have kids, too?
He does. He has two kids. Oh. And it's nice because we're both divorced and, we have kids of our own. Yeah. So it's like something
Where do you live now? In the city?
I live in Staten Island right now.
Staten Island. Good.
Yeah. And he's in New Jersey.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
I was just out there. I never really went around Staten Island. And I went over there because Nicole and I, we went over to Vinny's house, her friend from the Shore
yes,
show.
Yes.
We went over to his house for dinner one night, and it's very cute and big over there.
Yeah,
big houses.
Yeah,
houses.
I don't know. I mean, there's different areas. Some areas are nice. Yeah, it's a little island. It's like home to me. I mean, I lived there for so many years, and then I left for so many years, and then I came back. But it's, I feel like we get a bad rap sometimes.
No, I know. It's actually very big. I thought it was like a very small and thing, but there's so many different.
No.
There's bushes there. There's forests.
Yeah. There's certain areas that are really not. Yeah. I feel like we
I
just
saw
get.
I saw those forests and trails and it was like, I felt like I was in Pennsylvania.
No, it's nice. It depends. Yeah. It's like any area. New Jersey, Long Island, everything has like its good areas and its bad.
Yeah. Where did you and Jason meet?
We
on the internet?
We didn't. We actually knew we had mutual friends.
Oh.
So I knew him growing up. He was a little older than I was, but I actually reached out to him because I was like, I heard you're divorced and I'm divorced.
How long after you and your husband broke up did you start dating?
Probably like 2 years. Like real dating.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, like real dating. Yeah.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to be out and kind of be with my friends and my family. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to focus on that and
how
myself.
How old are his kids? His kids are grown?
A little older. I have a 7-year-old. His is 9 and 12.
Do they play?
Yeah. Yeah. They're mad. They're cute. You know.
That's nice for you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Take it slow.
Exactly. Listen, wherever it's going to go, it's going to go. But it's not, I'm just trying to be happy and focused, and that's it.
There you go.
And
get
that's
it, girl.
It.
Does your friend, Dr.
Sean,
does he have a boyfriend?
He does. I think he does right now.
Oh, that's
who knows
nice.
What you gays, I can't.
Yeah.
He Never does. Know. He did, yeah. I mean.
How old is he?
He is, today's his birthday, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. He couldn't make, he's like so busy. It's,
Busy beaver.
It's his birthday today, so I think he's. I don't know. Should I give him his real age or his
I'm 39.
Fake age?
Is he younger than me?
He's a little older.
Older than me.
Older than you, yeah.
And are you going to celebrate tonight?
We're celebrating tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do, I don't know, we're going to go out. We actually do our podcast tomorrow.
Where do you guys record?
So we record different. We either record at CBS Radio down on Hudson.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We did the one on 57th Street.
Okay. Okay. And then we do it from his office too sometimes because it's so easy. And last week we did it from his apartment.
Yeah. We do it from the Nicole, do it from the car. We do it from.
I like that.
We did it from a drive through at In-N-Out one day in LA.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm, girl.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How long have you been doing it? How many?
Well, we had a podcast prior to this, and then we got fired from it.
Why?
I don't know. Because we were cursing too much. We were cursing too much, and no one wants to buy our show. So we had that one. So we've been doing this for like 4 years, I think. 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weekly show.
Weekly podcast. We have busy schedules, and we like miss one episode, and then everyone wiles out on the internet and yells at us.
Right.
But it's usually every Thursday. We try to do every Thursday. So Nicole's not going to be here this week because obviously she's in Las Vegas. And
okay.
Then next week, she's not going to be here either because she's still filming the show. But I'm going to be meeting up with her. We're actually going to the MTV Movie Awards.
Ooh.
So it's saying Nicole's performing.
Stop.
She's not performing. She is presenting.
Okay.
With the cast, with her Jersey Shore cast. And I am tagging along.
I love you.
I'm just going to be to sit and watch the show. But I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm going to wear. And I don't know what Nicole's going to wear. But she's going to be performing on the little stage. She's going to go up and be like, this nominees for this. And I'm going to be throwing popcorn at her.
Is this in New York
or in
LA?
So I'll be traveling to LA next week. So I'll probably do the podcast from here or... I'll try to get her over there, but I don't think I'm going to be able to have her on for next week because she's in Las Vegas now. They're filming
for
Jersey Shore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And they take her phone away, so I can't even talk to her.
They do.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
I won't even see or hear from her until I touch down in Los Angeles for the awards.
I can't. Wait, so they take their phone away?
Yes. Like they're prisoners.
All day, all night.
Yes.
While they're filming.
Yeah. So then they'll get their phones back for like the travel. If they're not filming on the plane, they'll get their phone back probably on the plane to go somewhere.
But she
can call her home. She calls her house. She can talk to people on the phone.
Of course, but she's not texting, social media,
and all of that. She can't see the internet or...
Well, because they want them to interact as much.
Yeah, which makes sense. You know,
of course.
You watch that Kardashian show and they're just sitting on their phones eating salads.
I don't understand.
It's like, how the fuck do they have billions and billions of viewers to watch those fat asses?
Yeah. I mean, they're hot,
salads.
Though.
But it's true.
All they do is they're on their phone.
Yeah. Have you ever had a lesbian encounter?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Me either.
I feel like that's the only thing I never had a one. I feel
if you
like
had
it's
to have a lesbian sex with a Kardashian or Jenner, would it be Caitlyn?
Totally.
Okay.
I mean, come on. That's like an easy answer.
Caitlyn is wilding out.
I love Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, she you can win a she can win to she has a contest on the internet now. You can like win to go golfing with her.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
right?
I entered. I did not win.
Wait, real? Is that? Is this a joke?
No, I'm not kidding. It was on Instagram. It's some charity thing. You can win to like, you know, I don't know, to go golfing with Caitlyn. Can
I
you imagine? I want to get drunk with Caitlyn.
We have to get drunk.
I was certain by now she would have a black boyfriend and she does not.
I know.
Like, what are you waiting for?
Well, she's trying to do everything.
Chris
opposite.
Got one.
Love it.
Oh.
I love
she's
it.
She's such a rebel, changing her name with a C instead of a K.
That's what I mean. She's
what
not doing. She's not doing the black dude thing.
No.
She's not. She's doing the opposite.
It's predictable.
She is. Did she go to Brody's wedding or no? She had to.
I don't know, but you know who didn't go? Those little sisters.
Kendall
and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
And I heard they didn't respond.
I know. Kendall was supposed to be friends with him. They were like, they used to go surfing together.
They were like kind of, I mean, from obviously
but
the
Kylie
show.
Kylie just got a new baby, so she was probably busy doing that.
Yeah, but I don't know. The media, they didn't respond. I mean, that's a little bit...
That's weird.
Yeah. But there's so many brothers and sisters. Like, how can you keep up and go to everyone's wedding and divorce party and baby this and that?
Yeah, they got a lot of babies this month.
They have a lot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Chris, the mother, is a genius. Mm-hmm. And everyone could knock her. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, she is completely.
She is a genius.
What did she just do the other day that made me excited? I don't know. Every time I go to an event, like a fancy place, I always try to dress like Kris Jenner.
You do.
I do. I always try. It's either black or white blazer.
Right.
And you can't go wrong.
And
like some skinny jeans or something. And I decorated my apartment after her house because I was always afraid of, like, I always did everything very gray and like neutral, but I was always afraid of black and white, but I did a lot of black and white in my apartment this time.
You did.
Because Jenner wears black and white, and she has that checkered floor, and she decorates with it, so I kind of took inspiration from her.
I like that. That's a good, that's a good person to take inspiration from.
Yeah, she should come out with a book. She has one, a cookbook.
I
want like a style, like a lifestyle book.
Lifestyle.
And she drinks out of Baccarat Crystal, which I'm obsessed with. I can't afford it, and I asked for it for my housewarming, but there's these crystal glasses, and they're like $250 for one glass. And I want the set of two, obviously.
Right, obviously.
My friend Dorinda Medley has them in her house up in the Berkshires.
Are you
friends
with Dorinda?
Yes, we're good friends.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yes, good friend of mine. She used to be my neighbor, and our bedroom windows used to face each other on the Upper East Side. And I used to do her makeup. And so I went up to her house in the Berkshires a few times, and she has a full set of the Baccarat crystals.
Of course she does.
So I just roamed the property drinking Negronis out of the Baccarat crystal. I tried to take two, but her housekeeper saw me.
Negronis, those
that's my favorite.
They are strong.
It's actually, last week was Negroni week. I didn't have one. Actually, I had a little one last night. When I had a man over last night from TaskRabbit. Yeah, I needed to hang things. I had, his name was Alec, A-L-I-C.
Oh, is he Ruski?
Yes.
Alec.
Yes. Alec.
Yeah.
He did a great job. So if you're on TaskRabbit in New York City, look for Alec O. He, shout out to you. He hung my shelves and he fixed my what's that thing?
Doorknobs.
The lock, the padlock.
Okay, gotcha.
The deadbolt. He had to fix that on my thing. I wanted him to paint, but we didn't have time. We had a lovely evening, though. I sat on the couch drinking
Negronis.
Campari and soda with a splash of gin. Well, it was a guzzle of gin.
Right.
And I watched him work. I took videos of him while he was working. But
not creepy at all.
No, he hung on my CB2 shelves. And yeah, I think we might see each other again.
Oh, I love it. And here you are, nervous to get into a relationship.
I only had to pay $65 an hour for him. But, you know, I think we had a really nice time. I think he enjoyed it. He even sent me a thing to have a good night. I'm not kidding. He sent me a text on the thing. Thank you. Have a good night. So I was like, what a gentleman. Chivalry is not dead. Thank you, Alec.
I love it.
Well, this is lovely, Regina.
This is so much fun.
Do you want to exchange phone numbers and text each other?
I would love. Can we?
Okay. And then can send you pictures of your boyfriend topless.
Totally. Totally. I'll send you nudes, whatever you want.
Well, I've been having so much fun. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So, yes, everyone check out Your V Life podcast everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you, Regina Schwartz.
Thank you. You are a true
legend and icon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Can I just say our website? It's yourvlife.com, and that's on iTunes, and it's awesome. I hope you guys
check it out and make sure you
download it.
Take out your snurb when you're listening.
Thank you. Definitely snurb.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.